And you're going to talk about cool web audio stuff, right?
Yes.
All right, so
start up Sooth, please.
Two.
Yes.
Great.
Two. So, we're going to see how to use web audio, this time inside the browser. So, I'm David, you don't care about my name. Let's go back in history. Maybe some of you remember at the beginning of the web that we were using the background sound tag. We know this tag, but some of you looks quite young to know that, so maybe you start very young playing with the web technologies. It was very simple and we were building our full site at that time. Then Flash came into the game. It was a plugin, but it was so powerful to do things on the web like video and audio and vector-based things that it really enhanced the thing you could do on the web with audio. Hopefully, we start working on using standard stuff in the W3C, so we created the audio tag together, which was interesting, but was very, very simple compared to Flash. So the only thing you could basically do is to stream some music, and well, it was difficult to use it in games or in complex web applications. And the final one was, is going to rule the world and the universe, as the web audio APIs, the dark side of the APIs on the web. It's very, very powerful. So let's see that in a nutshell. It provides you complete access to the sound stream. Compared to the audio tag, you can do whatever you want on it. It's based on an audio routing graph, meaning that you're going to create some nodes, some audio nodes, you're going to connect them together to create a specific experience. Every node you will be able to will be dedicated to specific behaviors. For instance, if you want to have control over filtering things, you have a filter node. If you want to have control over the volume, you've got a gain node. Thanks to web audio, you have a precise control over the time, so which was quite difficult with the audio tag. And you've got 3D specialization, which is very cool for 3D gaming or other stuff you want to build. So let's have a look to something that looks like a graph. So we're going to create together this experience by doing something like creating first the main volume, that would be that one. We're going to connect it to the output, that would be the speaker or your headphones. Then we're going to create two specific sounds. It will be some music I've been computing. They're going to be synchronized. So this is two tracks of my music. They will have their own volume, so we call that some gain node in web audio. We're going to connect them here to the main volume, and this will be finished. So let's have a look to the code running that. So first thing you need to do is to create, if you're doing some 2D canvas, for instance, you're creating a specific context to draw. In this case, we're going to create an audio context. So the first thing you need to do is to do some feature detection. So just talk about that just before. You should really use those kind of patterns to avoid breaking the web, so I'm doing that. Currently, Chrome is using some WebKit prefixes API, so you need to test for it also. And once you've done that, you can start creating the main volume. You remember on the right of my graph, it was the main volume. And I'm going to connect it, because you connect every node together, to the final audio destination, which is by default the speakers on my PC. Once you've done that, you need to load the sound from the web server. So to do that, I've created a simple classes or object, whatever you name it, with the audio context I've just created, the main volume, setting a bunch of properties. And the main thing you need to do is to do an XSHARE request on the web server to load the MP3 or WAV file you want to play using some binary formats from the web server. You need to decode it in an async way. And once it's decoded, you need to say that it's ready to be played. So once you're ready to be played, just checking that web audio is available and ready to be played, you're creating the first node we've seen on the left of the graph, and then we're going to connect it to its own volume and start it. So let's listen to that. You can see like I have a control over the global volume. This is the final node, but I can control only one of the instruments. And I can stop it. So what I've done, I've created the audio graph, playing music together, and I've controlled where every node I'd like to do. You can go a bit further than that. If you want, for instance, to analyze in real time what's going on, you can create another type of node, which is the analyzer one. So again, you're creating a new node. And this node is in charge of analyzing in real time the frequency of your sound. So let's have a look to the the same graph being updated. You can see that I can lower down some volume. If I'm shutting down the violins, you will see that only the cello is being output, so we've got the same graph. And if I'm lowering down the final note, the music is still playing. The only thing I've been doing over there is putting down the final gain notes to zero, which doesn't mean that I've stopped the music. So it could be useful to debug. Now let's go to the next step, is how to play 3D audios. So for that, I'm using my favorite engine, which is my engine, which is Babylon. So I'm creating a new type of node, which is a panel node, and the panel node is in charge of only the 3D sound for you. Web Audio is going to compute everything for you, and the only thing you need to do is to set a bunch of properties on this node, like the distance model. You want to have some linear attenuation or not. At full speed, the sound will lower down to zero based on the distance you are from the camera or stuff like that. So let's have a look to a sample. So in my favorite, come on, don't want to lose time. So what I'm going to create is a 3D scene with three sounds being played together, and the sounds are 3D, meaning that they will stop after a certain amount of distance of where I am. So as it's complex to see where the sounds are, I've put some sphere on top of my sound, just to let you imagine where the sound are currently being played. And if I'm entering the first sphere, I can hear my beautiful music. And if I'm getting out of the sphere, it's going to lower down and then stop. And to do that, I've done nothing else than updating the position of the camera, which is the audio listener. And Web Audio is taking charge of computing all the 3D things. I don't have to compute where my sound is and the volume of my sound. This is being done by Web Audio. And if you want to go further than that, for instance, put the sound on a specific 3D object, like that one. You can see that, well, it's difficult to hear it, you need headphones, but the sound is going on my right currently, and will be in front of me, and then on my left, and then behind me. And this is done automatically again by Web Audio. The only thing I needed to do is to synchronize the position of my object with the Web Audio sound. So every frame, I'm saying to Web Audio, where the 3D object is, and all the computation is being done by Web Audio. So once you know how to do every part of this demonstration, you can mix that together. And let's see what I've been building. So what you currently have is some cubes with some sounds attached to it. So this is still my music being attached on the cube. And this time, rather than computing the volume based on the distance from the camera, it will be based on the distance from the center of the right circle. And as soon as I will put one of my cube inside this white circle, it will pump up the music. And also it will take the frequencies of the sound, like we've seen together, like the 2D graph, but this time it will be in 3D using some particles. So let's take the red one first time. You can see that I'm analyzing in real time the sound and put some fire again around that. I can lower down. And then I can mix my music doing that. Or keyboard. Really cool music. Well, it's my music, so. And some of the people, based on the country I'm going, say that this is a boring music, so I don't know what about you. And I'm going to do a stupid joke, as I can glue cubes together. I'm going to build the French part of the music. And I'm done. And this demonstration is open source, so you can find it on the Microsoft Edge developer website and available on our GitHub. So if you want to have a look on how to build this experience, it's very easy. It's using a bunch of line of code to do it using the Babylon.js frameworks. And I think I've finished my lightning talk.
Great.
Thank you.